When the Metroplex Republican signed up to sponsor a booth at the state GOP convention, there didn't seem to be a problem. Then party officials realized the group is mostly gay and associated with the log cabin Republicans. So party officials sent the registration money back.
They were billed on their website as being a local affiliate of the national organization that was promoting gay marriage. Platform is for traditional marriage.
That's State Republican Chairman Steve Monasteri. He says the party's policy is to deny convention space to groups that oppose major positions in the state party platform. In this case, the party's opposition to gay marriage. Rudy Eftering says Metroplex Republicans wanted the booth because it would have given them an opportunity to break down barriers with some conservative members in their party.
We're maybe the first openly gay person they've ever spoken to in their life. And once you put a face with a stereotype, the stereotype collapses.
Chairman Monasteri says the group will still have a chance to do that.
As a delegate and alternate, they can pass out whatever literature they want to pass out. They can go to platform committees. They can talk on the floor. If they don't like the policy, they can work to change the policy.
And changing policy and the party platform may be what Eftering and Metroplex Republicans are really after. They want to convince party delegates to drop language that states the practice of homosexuality tears at the fabric of society and contributes to the breakdown of the family.
I've known men who have adopted their nephews from their crack-addicted sisters. Now, how that breaks down the family is beyond my imagination.
While Monasteri defends the party's support for traditional marriage, he says the platform's language could be more kind.
I think it could be worded better.
But convincing activist Republicans who approve that language to eliminate it will be a battle.
When a culture descends to the point where homosexuality is openly accepted as a normal behavior, then a society is well on its way to demise.
That's Kathy Adams of Texas Eagle Forum. She believes the party's platform currently reflects a position that's biblical. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.